we also need to consider research and development on some of the more exotic, more advanced energy sources. Because they are not only not mentioned, but the fact is that if any one of those technologies goes ahead to commercial development, the price will go way down. It will probably be a lot cheaper than solar energy of any kind. It'll be a lot cheaper than a hydrogen economy or infrastructure. I have a whole story there, by the way. I tried to approach Enron executives.
When was that?
In the year 2000. And when Enron was just really cooking along, and I was hoping to interest them into converting themselves to a hydrogen economy supplier, because they own most of the natural gas pipeline infrastructure in the country. So the idea here was to use existing pipelines to pipe hydrogen to various service stations all over the country, and to basically manage the hydrogen economy. They had the money. They had the $87 billion, which was about what they imploded from, to invest in a hydrogen infrastructure. Well, needless to say, I didn't get anywhere. There were some middle managers that were in my audiences when I was bad-mouthing Enron and saying that they were price-gouging California, and that was before anybody realized it was
that
actually happening.
They were doing it, yeah.
That they were in the midst of that, and I was castigating them in front of public audiences in Houston, Texas, and places like that. And the middle managers began to feel some guilt and some sort of spiritual motivation to, you know, some sense of conscience. And yet I never got into the executive suites of Ken Lay and his gang. They were just too busy price gouging, and you know, it was just a blatant example of corporate greed carried to the extreme.
Well, and you know what? They're house of cards, though not all of them are in jail, and they should be. Their house of cards finally fell. Unfortunately, it took a lot of people with them, you know?
Yeah, but I you know, I wouldn't mind if large companies developed some of these new energy sources, but I think their fear is that if we go into new energy, and I'll give you an example. There are some technologies that have been developed by Tom Bearden, Wynne Lambertson, and other researchers that are basically solid-state devices. They have no moving parts. They resonate with the hypothesized zero-point energy field.
Does this include Stephen Greer's group?
Steve Greer's group looks at all sorts of new energy technologies, just as I do. And my approach is a little more public than Steve's, in the sense that I'm hoping for public investment and public decision making, so that we don't have greedy people getting into this and trying to hide the technology and
put it under the old carpet.
Yeah, and or become the people aspiring to become the Bill Gates of new energy. I think this is too important to be left to the plutocrats. And so I'd like to see these solid-state devices, especially. I mean, can you imagine replacing your circuit breaker in your home with a small humming solid-state device that produces all the electricity you need?
So I'll sign up. Where do I buy it?
Well, see, this is the other thing. This is the other confusion, is that a lot of people think that, well, we'd have it by now. I mean, if it were real, we'd have it by now. And that's like asking the Wright brothers to deliver passengers and mail soon after their maiden voyage, or like asking Edison to build power plants just after he invented the electric light bulb. It takes time. It's a process. And a lot of people, especially lazy people, wait for the magic bullet, saying, well, when can I have it? When can I put it in my home? But, you know, it's really a research program that needs support. It needs collaboration.
Well, you know, we can't wait. Americans can't wait. We don't have any patience.
I know.
We want everything like yesterday.
Exactly. And so this is a subtlety that's often lost. And so most people don't think that any of these new energy sources exist because we don't have it commercially yet. And, you know, this has happened throughout the history of science. People have jumped to conclusions prematurely. They haven't taken the discipline or time to look at what's really involved and what's really necessary.
Well,
to bring it on.
Let me tell you though, Brian. You know what's disturbing is nobody in government thinks out of the box. Nobody, and I'm talking about both parties, both major parties. They don't come forward with any innovation at all because, quite honestly, I don't think they care.
I have to agree with you. There are a few exceptions. But they have a rough time of it, and these are mostly individual scientists at places like Los Alamos or Oak Ridge National Laboratories or the China Lake Weapons Facilities. There are people at all of those places, Naval Research Lab. These are scientists who are doing serious cold fusion research. And so there are some exceptions, but they're usually scattered scientists.